For people dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts, finding someone who can help them feel better can be a challenge. You might think any social worker or psychologist could help. But a big problem in the field of suicide prevention is that most clinicians are not properly trained to assess and treat people at risk of suicide. A new course at the Simmons College School of Social Work aims to change that. WBUR's Lynn Joliker explains.
Can you tell me a little bit about what brought you here today?
So I was on the inpatient unit for like a week or so.
This isn't a real counseling session. It's a midterm exam.
Because I was pretty depressed and was like cutting myself with a scissor.
Laura Goodman and Justin Murata are second-year students working toward master's degrees in social work at Simmons College. They've been learning how to determine whether a client is suicidal and how to respond. They found out early in this course to come right out and ask clients whether they're thinking about suicide or have a suicide plan in place. The mock therapy sessions allow the students to show their professors how comfortable they are having that conversation.
So when you were cutting yourself and you were brought to inpatient, was the idea to try and kill yourself?
I think, yeah, that time it was. Mm-hmm. And it's only confusing because I cut a lot and I have thoughts of suicide a lot.
When the 10-minute exam is over, Murata realizes that as social worker, he didn't ask his patient about any access to guns.
I knew the whole time. I just wanted to find an appropriate way. And I
was like, Assistant Professor Kim O'Brien has taught students it's crucial to ask that question because having a gun in the home increases the risk of suicide. But O'Brien understands the conversation is nuanced and takes time.
Exactly. You don't want to be like, oh, you have a gun, like, right away.
Right.
Exactly. So that was going to be one thing. Another thing I was going to say you'd want to be asking about down the road is like substance use.
Mm-hmm. O'Brien says when she received her master's in social work, she didn't feel adequately trained to work with suicidal clients. She went on to receive training while working at Boston Children's Hospital. But she wasn't alone in feeling unprepared. Surveys have found most MSW students receive four or fewer hours of instruction in suicide prevention and intervention. Most other medical and mental health professionals also don't receive advanced training.
I would say it's a huge problem.
Joanna Almeida is an assistant professor of social work at Simmons. With a doctorate in public health and an MSW, she comes at suicide prevention from both angles.
I knew that there wasn't a class dedicated exclusively to suicide here at Simmons, and I thought that was a gap in the curriculum.
She and O'Brien developed the course, which was offered for the first time last spring. It's the first course of its kind at any Massachusetts college. Almeida says students were shocked to learn the epidemiology of suicide. It kills more people than homicide or car crashes. There were more than 42,000 suicides in the U.S. in 2014. It's the 10th leading cause of death overall, but the second leading cause of death for people 10 to 34 years old, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Research has found lack of expertise among social work faculty is one reason there aren't more courses nationally to train clinicians in suicide prevention. Almeida believes the failure to teach it also stems from the same stigma that surrounds the issue in general, and there are ramifications.
It means that there's a lot of referring to the emergency room because clinicians don't feel confident in their skills and ability to handle a suicide assessment. There's a lot of fear and panic that happens when they're told that they have a client who is suicidal.
The State Department of Public Health, which sponsors other classes to train licensed clinicians in suicide prevention, notified other social work schools in the state about the Simmons course. Simmons is sharing the curriculum with any school in the U.S. that wants to offer it. Salem State University and two out-of-state schools have adopted the class, and others have expressed interest.
Basically, you're trying to challenge the belief that the patient's situation cannot get better.
In this class, visiting instructor Laika Aguinaldo is teaching specific methods of intervening to prevent suicide. She tells the class about an experience in which she asked a client to make a visual art piece highlighting the patient's reasons for living. Student Julia Bellotto wants some clarification.
What were some of the things that tipped you off that you needed to do that intervention? Was it just the fact that she was expressing suicidal ideation?
My issue with this client in particular was that this is her first time disclosing the suicidality to anybody. When she went to the emergency room, she said she had a panic attack and they missed the suicidal thoughts.
on the day of the oral midterm exams.
Do you feel like you could keep yourself safe?
Like right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Emily Wolcott says the course has helped her feel more comfortable counseling suicidal adolescents in her internship at a community health center. But she acknowledges it's stressful.
I think the challenges are really determining someone's level of safety and what level of care they need. Feeling that kind of responsibility is like very intense.
It's especially hard when someone doesn't readily acknowledge having suicidal thoughts. A recurring theme throughout the course is empathy. Really listening to people who are suicidal without judgment, conveying that you understand how hard things are for them, and not trying to prevent them from having the suicidal thoughts, but instead finding a way to manage the thoughts. Again, student Justin Murata.
If you can bring your real self to the table, I think that's super important. And I think that especially, particularly in working with teens, that they can read right through you and whether you're being genuine and sincere versus, you know, saying a script that you say to everybody.
Professor Kim O'Brien wants the social workers in training to remember suicide is preventable.
A lot of our students come in thinking, well, it's someone's choice if they, you know, are going to kill themselves, and they're going to kill themselves and there's nothing I can do about it. The whole thing we want them to come away from this course is saying that's false. Our goal in our work should be zero suicides. It might happen where we lose a client to suicide. I have. But that doesn't mean that it couldn't have been prevented in some way.
Surveys have found more than 90% of social workers encounter a suicidal client in their careers. For these soon-to-be MSWs armed with advanced knowledge and interest in suicide prevention, that number may end up even higher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.